Special report on the rich.
Giving it away. Will the rich become less charitable?
In June 2006, the then two richest men on the planet performed a remarkable ceremony. Warren Buffett, an eminent investor, agreed to hand over the bulk of his fortune to the foundation run by Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. It was a gesture that recalled the philanthropic heyday of Andrew Carnegie, the late 19th century steel baron who became famous for funding public libraries. How typical is such generosity of modern billionaires? Frustratingly, it is very hard to tell. The endowments of American foundations more than doubled between 1996 and 2006, but the increase only just kept pace with the rise in the total wealth of the Forbes 400 over that period. There is no evidence that the rich have been getting more or less generous. What does seem to have changed is their attitude towards the way their money is used. They have become much more willing to get directly involved in the projects they fund. Mr. Gates, for example, has left Microsoft to take charge of his foundation, including its work in fighting diseases such as malaria and AIDS. This increasingly business-like approach of the new rich is reflected in an ugly new word, philanthrocapitalism, which is also the title of a book by an economist journalist. Again, it is hard to say whether Mr. Gates' approach is typical. Charitable giving covers a wide range of activities, from fighting poverty in Africa to paying for a local concert hall. Local good deeds often owe as much to vanity as to genuine concern for others. Will the financial crisis reduce charitable giving? According to the US Foundation Center, which has figures going back to 1975, giving did not decrease, in real terms, during the recessions of the early 1980s and 1990s. American foundations can be flexible. Tax rules require them to pay out 5% of their assets each year, but this can be calculated on a rolling average. In fact, the Gates Foundation says it has increased its payout ratio from 5% to 7% in response to the downturn. But those measures involve spending money that has already been donated. It seems likely that the pace of new donations will slow down. For example, a big hedge fund charity, Absolute Return for Kids, is planning a more modest annual dinner this year because the industry has shrunk. The Institute for Philanthropy sees something of a downturn in donations from corporations and from the mass affluent, the tier just below the wealthy. There is also some evidence that donors are spending their money closer to home, helping the poor in their own country rather than overseas. But it is probably too early to tell what the rich will do when they have fully understood the massive hit to their wealth. The Obama administration is also proposing to reduce the tax break for charitable giving. The plutocrats may yet be tightening their purse strings.